Welcome to Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, brought to you by Kappen. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today I want to read from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 32 through 37. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when he, the Lord of the house, is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. So where do we find the need for watchfulness in the Old Testament? If you go to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, you can see that. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. When you hear a word from my mouth, you shall warn them for me. And now we can turn to the Catechism, paragraph 2612, and we hear the following. In Jesus, the kingdom of God is at hand. He calls his hearers to conversion and faith, but also to watchfulness. In prayer, the disciples keep watch, attentive to him who is, and him who comes, in memory of his first coming in the lowliness of the flesh, and in the hope of his second coming in glory. In communion with their master, the disciples, prayer is a battle. Only by keeping watch in prayer can one avoid falling into temptation. So what I'd like to focus on for these gospel passages is throughout the liturgical season, particularly in Advent, we actually hear this reading from Mark and how it helps us prepare for Jesus' second coming. So what that does, the church is reminding us of something. The church is telling us that we should be prepared for our blessed Lord in two ways. One, we don't know the day or the hour when God will call us from this life, and we have to be prepared. We have to be ready to meet him when we die. We don't need to delay in preparation for that because we don't know the day or the hour. And the second, obviously, is that Jesus is coming again, that he will return in judgment. So we have to keep these two things always at the forefront of our mind. In my own life, I get busy doing things. I go through life, you know, obviously, I pray every single day, but sometimes that prayer can be kind of dry. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced the dryness in prayer that I'm talking about, but sometimes it feels almost purely rote. Just you're doing it out of habit. And habitual prayer, that's a good thing. We need to do that. But we need to be mindful of why we're doing that. We're doing that out of love, and we're doing it because we're preparing ourselves for that day or that hour, which we don't know when it is, that we can be in communion with our blessed Lord here and now in our life, in this very moment. And we can live that out through our prayer, through the way in which we interact with others, and the way that we express Christ to them, so that they too, in turn, can prepare themselves for that day and for that hour. Ultimately, as a family, as the church, we are doing this together, helping to prepare each other for our own death, but also for Jesus's second coming. That is the meaning of Advent. Advent is coming, and we need to be mindful of that at all times, that this life is fleeting. Time is passing right before our eyes, and we must be ready when our blessed Lord calls us. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.